WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
There it is.
7:10. Today we got sunny, warm temperatures, clouds creeping in the evening, high of 85.
It's going to be a great day.
Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, low of 67. Wednesday, we got a chance for some rain, thunder, especially by the afternoon, high of 80. Thursday, cloudy, chance of rain and thunder, high of 77.
Well, why did they say it's partly cloudy tonight? You can't really see the clouds anyway.
I'm still there, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, don't question our weather guys. What do you know? Are you a meteorologist? You don't know a damn thing. You be quiet.
I just roll the dice.
That's right.
What's it going to be like tomorrow? Clickety clack.
It's going to be 3 and 5. Okay, perfect. You didn't actually get weather dice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you weather dice. That's, I don't know. It's too morning dump.
It's the morning dump.
Idiots.
With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, scientists at Yale University, all those nerds over at Yale University, believe they've created a pill that prevents weight gain even after an intake of a bunch of high-fat calories.
It's called Adderall.
The magic pill. Is that what it is?
It's Adderall, right?
The pill reshapes cells in the gut, restricting the ability of fat particles to pass through. Mm-hmm. Dude, they've been pushing fat pills, miracle pills for years.
For years.
Do you think we'll ever be? I think at some point in the not so distant future, if this is legit, I do think at one point there's going to be like a miracle pill.
The skinny pill?
It's like a skinny pill. You take it and you can eat whatever you want. Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I always thought they just had pills that were like, that would make meals. You know, instead of eating something, boom, you just pop.
Kind of like the Willy Wonka, never ending gobstopper or whatever.
Something
like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. They're engineering beef.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they're getting
growing
meat.
Beef.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe
in a lab.
Maybe when you and I are 60 years old, we're gonna be having.
Now, do you have to be skinny and then take the pill and then you just don't get fat? Or do you take the pill when you're fat and then you get skinny?
This says it blocks it. So if you're fat, maybe it doesn't
work as well.
But maybe it'll cause the body to burn off the fat that you have.
Yeah.
I think here's the funny thing is that Americans enjoy being fat. Uh-huh. So they're like, no, I'm not going to take that pill.
Because
if I'm skinny, I can't get on my Razzie scooter and go through Walmart and run over people's toes.
You got no excuse to ride on that. Yeah.
Mouth breathers rolling around.
Oh, man.
Excuse me. Sorry. Didn't see you in your Razzie scooter.
See, now, what are the side effects for this pill, though? That's the thing, though.
Yeah, they didn't
talk
about that.
It's a miracle pill, but there's like a long list of ridiculous side effects. Yeah. You might lose an arm, a leg, you know?
Side effects include the hairiest ass you've ever had. What?
There's always a fallback.
Dude, when you look at the side effects, it's absolutely insane with most of these pills. It's like, I'll just, you know what?
No, like some of the commercials, you know?
Yeah.
They're like half the commercial. Like, they're paying big money for these commercials. Half of it is the side effect.
Yeah.
And you're like, geez, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I always like when a side effect is like stomach pains or diarrhea. No.
Was the problem in the first place.
You will experience more. Mm-hmm. No. Lastly, if you don't know by now, usually when guys drink, they get kind of horny.
A little bit.
I get a little boozed up. Get a little.
Unless you drink too much.
Too much.
Well, you're still horny.
You're still horny. Just nothing works.
Nothing works, right?
Nothing works. Like throwing spaghetti at a wall.
Oh, God.
There's a brewery in Ireland that just created a new beer that is specifically designed to boost your sex drive.
Oh.
And it says it's thanks to one key ingredient, a vegetable called watercress that apparently has the right mix of vitamins to
Get you going.
All
right.
Right now, the beer is only available in Ireland, but who knows? Maybe if Watercress Warrior beer is a big hit, make its way over here.
So you're taking a trip to Ireland.
I'm going to bring back kegs of it.
Bring me back a keg.
I got you, buddy.
Well, see, you know, you might, you need to bring back some for Benny. He needs all the boost he can
Benny
get.
Benny needs to talk to a female first before he even gets the his first step is engaging with a female.
Now, here's a question.
His poor hand is just going to be worked out if I get him this beer.
Could this fall in the category of like, roofie?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
Because you're kind of like, you know, here, take this beer. And all of a sudden, she's all...
I don't know if it... I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know.
There's a gray area there.
There are a bunch of frat guys that are all excited about this.
Yeah.
Woo! Get this beer, man! Ladies, try this drink. Try this drink.
It's now, great. What are the side effects for this beer?
Just a raging... I'll leave it at that. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning...